Nolte, Joe Biden is afraid of Univision anchor Jorge Ramos. By John Nolte on November 7, 2019. Joe Biden is refusing to attend California's Democrat convention next week because he's afraid of booze and Jorge Ramos. This to me, from the far-left Politico, is a remarkable story. The threat of California's progressive boo birds is reason enough for Joe Biden to skip the state's giant Democratic Party convention next week, reports Politico. But the added layer of risk in getting on stage with Jorge Ramos. The immigration rights crusading Univision News anchor and moderator of a candidate forum at the convention also played a role in the campaign's discussions about skipping the largest single state gathering of Democrats. Politico adds. The story goes on to point out that, already in this primary, Ramos has repeatedly tripped up Biden in the past over the Obama administration deporting illegal aliens, as it was, you know, required to do by law. Biden's camp as well as some neutral Democratic observers are convinced Ramos would look for a similar moment at the convention, which will be packed with progressive immigration activists. Someone Politico describes as a Democratic consultant familiar with the Biden campaign strategy explained Biden's cowardice this way, "It's not that we're scared. But we're not stupid." Right. The official Biden campaign excuse is scheduling conflicts. Elizabeth Warren is also not attending, and has not said why. Warren, however, did attend the Democrats' convention in June and a number of Democrat National Committee meetings over the summer. Biden did not show up either. To ask the question is to answer the question. If Joe Biden is afraid of getting booed and knows he can't handle Jorge Ramos, if he's afraid of hostile voters and hostile open borders advocates like Ramos, how will he handle North Korea or Russia or Syria, or Trump? A few days ago, on national television, we all watched President Trump walk into a Nationals baseball stadium filled with the predominantly white, wealthy, big city leftists who hate his guts. He knew he would be booed. He showed up anyway. Almost every day, outside the White House, Trump confronts and mixes it up with the corporate media that despise him, plots with the Democrats and deep state against him, lies about, smears him. No Republican president has ever been this accessible to the media. Hell, no Democrat president has, either. Remember when Jorge Ramos finally came right out and admitted he was an open borders extremist while heckling Trump during the 2016 primary? Sure, Trump booted Ramos out for heckling him. And should have, but then Trump allowed him back in and took multiple questions from him, faced him down, showed his mettle. There is nothing Biden can do to avoid the boos or tough questions. But that's not the point. The point is that Biden needs to prove to voters that he can handle the boos and tough questions, that he can keep his composure in the face of adversity, be the alpha male, is unafraid of being challenged, and can at least beat a fanatic like Ramos to a draw. Running like a little girl, like a coward, is a terrible choice, a revealing choice from an old man, long past his prime, whose only hope of squeaking to a primary win is to hug the ball and run out the clock. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.